The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the Minbar you're listening to. Today, we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
Tonight, what we want to do, I want to go to one of the hadiths of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. If Imam Hussein did what he did, is to preserve these teachings from ensuing imams, like Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, which Imam al-Ridha is very special, by the way. It begins like this, لَا يَتِمُّ عَقْلُ امْرِئٍ إِلَّا or حَتَّى تَكُونَ فِيهِ عَشْرُ خِصَالٍ. That the aql, an intellect of an individual, is not complete until these 10 things, we see it in them. Okay. Al-khayru minhu ma'amul. Number one. Khayr and goodness is something that you have hopes in that person to come from them. Al-sharru minhu ma'amun means that, look, don't, if you got the khayr part down, we got to make sure that the shar is at a minimum and inshallah just absent completely. الشر منه مأمون. مأمون comes from أمن and أمان, means safety. That's characteristic number two of these people who have figured it out. Number three, I like this one a lot. يستكثر قليل الخير من غيره. يستكثر means they consider it abundant. They consider it a lot. Consider what a lot? The خير that others do. Someone might do the smallest thing, but this person, you know, the way they receive it, the way they deal with it, you feel like this person feels like this guy did the best thing in the world for them. And this is due to their humility. Once again, due to how they have understood things properly, to the point that khair for them is khair. Khair is khair. And so I will acknowledge khair. You know, there are, once again, let's not be the one who everyone feels like they're never good enough for us. That's not how the Prophet was, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No, he would acknowledge khair. We have stories for this one too. I'm telling a lot of stories tonight, but I think it's good, beneficial. That there was a youth that was dying, and as he's dying, they bring the Prophet next to him because they're like, this kid is like suffering. What's going on? The Prophet comes, finds out that the mom is not happy with the son, and so the Prophet really intercedes. And he's telling the mom, now's not the time to be upset with him, and so on. And anyway, the mom says, okay, because of you, O Prophet, I forgive him for whatever he's done. Brothers, sisters, on the side, parentheses, man. Let me open a parentheses here. Parents, man. Parents, parents, parents. No matter what, I disagree with them, that's fine. Respect. The respect. The respect. But they're wrong. Well, if they were right, it wouldn't be a test, okay? My mom told me to play 6 hours of video games and I just disagreed. That's not a test. Or, Molana, you know, I've been a good kid today. Why? 6 hours of video games, she told me, and did I play those 6 hours? MashaAllah. It's when they're wrong, quote unquote, and that's in your eyes, not always the case that they're not going to be wrong. It's when you don't agree or when you feel like it's not reasonable, which Allah's watching, all right, are you going to keep the respect or not? That's the... Even if you close your mouth, you don't say anything, and you're like, you know what, I have to keep their respect. And as you go out, you slam the door. Habibi, that's not how it works either. No, if you want to leave, you leave in a respectful way, in a way that it doesn't hurt them. But that's hard, Molana. Well, that's how we grow. No one's going to grow eating donuts, all right? No one's going to get fit eating ice cream and donuts. It takes work. All right. So the Prophet tells this kid, okay, your mom has forgiven you and all of that. Recite this. Ya man yaqbalu al-yaseer. Oh, the one who accepts the little bit. Wa ya'fu anil kathir. And forgives the great sins that we do. Iqbal min al-yaseer. Accept from me the little bit that I have. Wa'fu anil kathir. And the great sins of mine, oh Allah, forgive them. So this youth is repeating this dua now. And so in the beginning, he said, I'm seeing like these monsters coming toward me. Now he says, those monsters are gone, and I see something else coming. A beautiful individual is coming my way. Anyway, he passed away in a good way. The point I'm trying to make here is, other than the parent point that I made, is that look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like this. Yaqbalul yasir. Allah accepts the little bit that we give Him. Really, we give Him a little bit. It's out of Him, out of His greatness that He gives us Jannah. 60 years of my life, 70 years of my life, I dedicate to Allah. And that doesn't mean 24/7 I'm doing ibadah. That means 15 minutes a day, right? Now, some people are more talented and more professional. They do it like 5 prayers in like 10 minutes if you add it all up. Some who are less professional like myself, maybe 20 minutes, yeah, of prayer throughout the day. That's our dedication, Ramadan, other things that we do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. It's not easy, but I mean, it's not like it's taking up all of our time. I always tell kids this, how many minutes do we have in a day? 1,440 minutes per day. Allah's like, hey, give me 20 minutes of this for your salat, man, throughout the day. That's not too much to ask for. Anyway, this little bit we're giving Him, He's promising us eternity and infinity. Come on, like what more could we ask for? It's just like, do I stick to the now or do I invest into the later and have a normal good time now as well? It's fine. Which one am I going to choose? لا يتم عقل امرئ. We got to be aqil, brothers and sisters, when it comes to this balance that we have to have in life. All right, you can probably guess number 4 now. يستكثر قليل الخير من غيره يستقل كثير الخير من نفسه. There is one time, that one place, one case that our scholars will say it is okay to be selfish, greedy. Now, I don't like to use those words because they're negative words. But to feel like it's never enough, I've never had enough. And that's what, when it comes to building your akhirah. And so these individuals, the khair of others is a lot for them because that has nothing to do with them. But for me, everyone in the world tells me, oh my God, mashallah, you're the best. You've done the most righteous deeds and all that kind of stuff. It's not enough for me. Because why? Because the sky is the limit. This is what we learn from Ahlul Bayt. Imam Al-Hasan, as he's passing away, he's weeping. Why are you weeping? You've done Hajj 25 times, given your wealth 2-3 times in the way of Allah, etc., etc. Like these individuals know there's still room for more. There's still room for more. Our ulama were like that too. We want the higher levels of Jannah. I just want to give you one example for this one as well, which is mind-blowing. Every time I remember this, I get goosebumps. Allama Tabatabai. To whom the Shia today owe a lot, even those who might not like him. I don't know why they don't like him. But there's some people out there just jahil. But I would say 95% of the Muslims, the Shia out there, they acknowledge what he's done for tashayyu' today. And the students he's left behind, one of which passed away recently, Ayatollah Hassan Zada Amuli. All right, we talked about him the first night. Anyway, this Allama Tabatabai, what is he known for? Tafsir of Al-Mizan, correct? Tafsir of Al-Mizan is an encyclopedia. It is something else, brothers and sisters. All right, how much he's benefited the Muslims, forget the Shia only, the Muslims with his tafsir. Number 5, La yas'amu min talabil hawa'ij ilayh. This person never gets tired when people are coming to his or her door for help for things. This is a tough one now. I mean, it keeps getting tougher, by the way. But this is a state of mind that a person has, right? LeBron was walking out of one of these games once. They asked him, are you tired? He says, nah, I ain't tired. Tired is in the mind, right? He has a goal. He's focused. In other words, he's figured it out for himself. And he's not going to get tired moving towards that destination because he sees he's moving towards it. Same thing here now, but with the akhirah. They have understood how great it is to serve mankind, serve the Muslimin. And so what do they do? They don't get tired. Now, it doesn't say they don't get tired in fulfilling people's needs. It says they don't get tired of people knocking on their door, asking them for help. Sometimes you can't even fulfill that person's needs. The Prophet ﷺ is the best example for this. There were times where people would come and they would ask for help, but he would still take them in with open arms and a smile. That's as much as I can give you. Yeah? But that's what I will give you. I won't make you feel bad so that next time you think twice before coming to my door, because this person has understood the importance of helping others. I have seen this in our greats. they talk about it. They say, look, first take care of your wajibat and your harams. Observe those properly. Add salatul layl, inshallah, if you really want to grow. After that, al-khidma ila al-khalq. To help the people, those who have needs, help them out. That's like at the top of their list. Now, each person will have their way of helping. Yeah? This person will not get tired when it comes to the people asking them for help.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صابر مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلى الله عليه.